Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul understood the trials of the Christian life. He knew the persecutions that come with a deep dedication to the work of Christ. But in all this, he came to understand the depth of the love of God and the strength of God in the ones who come to him by faith. Paul speaks of the understanding of this great love and its immensity. Paul uses a statement about the love of God that is very interesting. He mentions the love of Christ and the breadth, or width, and the length, and the depth, and the height. This is a perfect cube. When we cube something, we're talking about the volume that the cube holds. To find the capacity of a tank, you must know its volume. And to find its volume, you must take the length times the width times the depth. This will tell you the volume. Paul said that the greatest knowledge we can obtain in our life is the knowledge of the volume of the love of God. To understand this is to surpass the linear thinking of the love of God. Linear only extends on one plane, back and forth. This is true even if it's the area that's being measured, length times width. Paul is really giving us a mathematical equation that expresses the immensity of the love of God. The love of God extends beyond him loving me and me loving him in its simplicity. In other words, as long as I love him, he loves me, or as long as he loves me, I love him. That's a human love. His love transcends the back and forth to a depth and volume or capacity that human love cannot reach. As I was musing on this, I realized that Paul had learned the immensity of the volume of the love of God through the trials and persecution that he faced. When our circumstances only stay on a level plane, we never truly grasp the depth multiplied to that level plane. It is when we add the depth of the trials that the love is multiplied and the capacity of the love is realized. Thank you, Paul, for this math lesson this morning that helps us see the immensity of the love of our God.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.